Track 3. Even if the structural change is going on and on, mining has left quite material traces and damage. Right here, below you. You are now listening to excerpts from conversation with the Deputy Managing Director of the Association of Property Owners Damaged by Mining. Achim Spreitz works on behalf of people whose houses, even today, are being damaged by the effects of coal mining, sometimes more slowly, sometimes more quickly. Achim Spreitz reports on the most violent daytime quarry in the Ruhr area, also called the Wattenscheid crater. The area is located only a few kilometers on the left in the direction of travel.
Unter Ihnen, lax gesprochen, sieht es schwarz aus.
To put it frankly, it looks dark beneath your feet. Coal has been mined and cleared out in some spots, which resulted in the so-called subsidence damages. We actually had a subsidence damage in Bochum, Hörntrop, at the turn of the years 2000 to 2001. The mine in Bochum, Hörntrop is very close to where you are now, and it was already disused in the 1920s. The vertical tunnel was filled with concrete according to the state of the art at the time. A building ban was issued for the site of the mine. In the 1960s, the bordering areas were sold to private individuals for a cheap price, and these people started building houses. In 2001, the walls of the vertical tunnel cracked on both sides, so the soil did break in the tunnel. The 30-meter high trees in the near gardens disappeared in the ground, making a loud noise, and were never seen again.
We are currently crossing the border from Bochum-Wattenscheid to Gelsenkirchen-Ückendorf. Or have we already? It's an almost invisible border anyway, except for the yellow town sign. After the closure of the last coal mine in 2018, the RAG or RAG Foundation, which emerged from the collecting company for coal mining in the Ruhr region, still has plenty of work to do. It is responsible for dismantling mines, but also for repairing damage.
Immer zu betreuen wird das Grubenwasser sein.
The mine drainage water will need maintaining forever. The water that accumulates in the drifts underground has to be pumped to the surface forever. If regulating this drainage water stops, a huge lakeland would take form, and the cities of the Ruhr region would disappear in this big lake. So it becomes an eternity task maintained by the RAG Foundation.
It is a hardly imaginable scenario. The Ruhr area has a large floodplain, a lake district, or a river delta. It is a dramatic and at the same time a spectacular picture, but also an idea of the Ruhr area in which municipal political rivalries and borders would at least no longer play a role. Take a look out of the window to the right in the direction of travel. Here you can see the former site of the Holland coal mine. You might even be able to make out the winding tower above shaft 4 for a moment. This was the last active coal mine in Wattenscheid. At the end of the 1950s, more than half of Wattenscheid's population worked in mining. In 1983, the coal mine closed, after about 100 years of operation.
Persönlich kann ich Ihnen sagen, dass ich das schon immer schon als problematisch empfunden habe.
On a personal note, I can tell you that I always considered it a problem that the mines and other industries were allowed to discharge their waste in above-ground waters. So, the companies were acting with state permissions. It was not illegal, but I am not the one to decide if this was appropriate, as I am no chemist, but an engineer.
Das sind dann aber politische Fragen, die in der Politik auch geklärt werden müssen. VBRG beschäftigt sich in erster Linie mit Schäden an Gebäuden. Wir sind keine Chemiker oder Umweltspezialisten in dem Falle. Wir sind Bauingenieure im Wesentlichen.
Shortly, we will arrive at August Bebel Platz. Please start the next track with the number 4 as soon as a tram moves on from there. We too, as inhabitants of the Ruhr area, ask ourselves how the aftermath of the industrialization that took place here can be understood in a different way. Not just because of declining voter turnout, collapsing job markets, not just because of legal disputes over porous house facades or sagging garages, but for the endless task of pumping out mine water to move towards a better future. But would you bet on it? We are about to arrive at August Bebel Platz. As long as the tram is waiting there, or we are still on the way, I will tell you something about the Bebel Square. Please start the next track with the number 4 when the tram goes on from there. It is the intersection and entrance to Wattenscheid's city center. 3 years ago, the Liberal Party, the FDP, brought the proposal to the city council to turn the square into a park because the square was, quote, just ugly, end of quote. As you can see, there are already some trees here. But there should be more, much more. How would you like it if everything here was full of trees, so many that we would not even see the stores, the travel agencies, the Workers' Welfare Association, or the cult club Seventh Heaven? Then there would be trees everywhere at the point in time when nature reclaims this place and Wattenscheid is once again a large wooded area with a moor. Hopefully a lot of time will pass until then. Hopefully we will no longer be here and no FDP either. Please start the next track with the number 4 when the tram goes on